So far, I've managed to go to Iraq, up into the Kurdistan region, also into Lebanon. I've been to South Sudan, where I was able to travel up into Bentiu and into the host communities of Nyal. In Bentiu, there was a protection of civilians camp, which I was able to see, where the UN has done really outstanding work, and many thousands of lives have been saved, absolutely clearly because of what the UN has done. And of course, the UN works alongside and with many, many partners, both in the charitable sector, particularly local NGOs, as well as the international NGOs, who all come together to do this very, very important work. I'm going to further countries very shortly. We have a number of really big humanitarian crises around the world, namely Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen.
So in the past 8, 9 weeks, you've been airborne a lot of it. You've hit the ground flying, as some would say. So how much time have you spent actually at headquarters, versus actually being out there in the field?
Well, I haven't actually counted the days, but I think it must be 14 or 15 days. It's been a pretty much intense immersion in these first few weeks, as anybody might expect. Of course, the work has got to be done, but most importantly, it's getting the chance to meet all the people who are contributing within what is a remarkable team approach. Humanitarian work is extremely complex. It's very, very demanding. It, of course, is extremely urgent at all times, and is normally in the context of an emergency. So you need people with great experience who know what to do first time, each time, and to make sure that we have the right people in place as best we can.
On a more personal note, what impact does it have for a senior official to go to the field to see up front, up close, exactly, the needs of the people most in need, I guess you could say?
Well, actually, there is no substitute for seeing it for yourself. In our work, of course, the traditional phrase is to say seeing is believing. Well, actually, I already do believe that there is masses of humanitarian need in our world, and we are all very sensitized, I think, as global citizens, particularly working under international humanitarian law and the principles that govern that, about our impartiality and our need to make sure that we really do focus on where needs and vulnerabilities are, however they arise, whoever they are, and however we have the chance to be able to try and meet that.
The World Humanitarian Summit in May, Istanbul, next year. What's it about? Why is it important? And what do you hope to see come out of it?
Well, I see it as a most fantastic opportunity. There is a date, the 23rd and the 24th of May, 2016, in Istanbul, which in itself is a remarkably totemic place where east and west, north and south all meet. And that will be when the world comes together to reaffirm and to restate its determination to be able to deliver the best of humanity to its fellow men and women. And the World Humanitarian Summit, I think, is this tremendous opportunity to re-inspire a whole new generation to be engaged, both through the UN and the whole of the humanitarian family, in tremendous humanitarian work.